to you, Lord God, as Eloise is wanting just to give it over to anyone who would carry on the vision of reaching the Muslim world with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray that this next couple months that things will just fall into place to see that coming to fulfillment. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, did you get my notes? Let's see, Don, did you get my notes? I gave that to someone here. If you could hand them out, I appreciate that. As we have our theme of cultivating the presence of God. Cultivating. Well, that means there's work involved in cultivating. And I just want you to understand something that we're going to see. I'll tell you what, Skip, can you go back on and get the other PowerPoint that was besides that one? I modified it this morning as I was just waiting on the Lord and see if we can get the other one that right next to it that was put there. If not, I'll utilize this one anyhow. But it's amazing how the Holy Spirit just helps you to put things together. We were saying about, I was thinking about ministering one way, and then I decided last night and this morning that I should go in this way. But the bottom line that I believe this conference has helping all of us to do is to be aware of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Can you say amen to that? And it's exciting just to see how God is supernaturally. Let's see, do we need a few more? Maybe some couples can share. I need one for myself too. So see. There it is. Now, I want you to understand that it was stated yesterday that we shouldn't rely on modern technology. And since what we're doing, when we come together, we say, open up your iPads and your iPhones and your Bibles, you know, now, because so many of us have these things on our iPads and iPhones and things. And yet, I believe that we need to not rely on this. We need to rely on just, and that's why I have the Word of God, too. Someone said, bring your Bible, you know, so that we, and I'm starting to do this, Brother Henry, you know, is making sure I carry my Bible just on my iPad or on my computer, you know. I just feel we need it's a balance. How many can say amen? There's a balance in that. And so the Lord is helping us in this regard. But it's very interesting. This conference, there's so many supernatural changes that have taken place. Our platform here with the wedding of your daughter, you know, here back in July. We took down the cross and we had to clear up everything. And the thing that happened, we have a big screen that we put up and it was hanging down and it was the motor on it was stuck. And so we couldn't get it back up. And that's a big screen. 20 years ago we put it up. And that comes almost all the way down. And so we were thinking about this, cutting it off. We didn't know how to get it back up. And so Brother Skip and I and a few others were trying to engineer this to drop that whole big thing down out of the ceiling. And lo and behold, I put the switch on and it went down, 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 clicking down, down, almost 3 foot from the platform, you know, that screen. And I kept it going and it started going up, 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 up. I said, wow, this is a miracle, you know. And so we put it up there and we're just letting it hang up there. And so we're trying to figure out how we can minister now with the IT stuff and all. And then a sister brought by a big television in the back, you know, that I can see now. And so I'm experimenting with you. I can see everything that's on the screen right back there. I think this is amazing. So, KON, thank you for helping us go there. Give yourself a hand. Amen. You know, how can we use modern technology for God at this time? So my passion is that I believe that we need to living in the supernatural, 24/7. I have a firm conviction that I believe that when we turn our life over to Jesus Christ, that we have His power, His presence, and His anointing, and His glory in our life 24/7. And God help us if we don't understand that and walk in that. And so living out loud is another phrase. Living out loud. Now, that's one thing my dad taught me growing up. Living out your Christian life. And so what, Brother Mel, I have a new saying that I'm going to live out of my newness. Because the Bible tells us if any man be in Christ, what? A new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are passed away. And behold, what? All things are becoming brand new. And I tell you what, Brother Claire, I just simply believe that every day I'm new. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of Christ living in me and allowing Him to do what He does best. Living out loud. Well, that's one thing my dad taught me from little on up. I can recall that we would go out and do street witnessing, you know. And he even has the testimony of being over in Philadelphia. He would walk down one side of packed out people in Philadelphia. He would walk out down one side of the street and he would, Norman Charles was the other one. Norman Charles would walk down the other side of the street and dad would holler out, "What must I do to be saved?" And then, Brother Mel, Norman Charles, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved." And then go into preaching. Oh, I love it. I tell you what. So my dad taught me to live out loud. He taught me to live every day, to be able to minister God's love and grace. Acts 11:23. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave to the Lord. And you know, this is when in Antioch there, when God's power was being released, but they saw the grace of God. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ should be the show window of the power and grace of God. In a show window, we know what we have. It explains, you see in the show window, things that are in the store. And I believe that we need to be the show window of the glory of God. Hallelujah. That everywhere we go, we demonstrate who He is and what He can do. And so I'm a firm conviction on that very thing. The kingdom, thy kingdom come, because Jesus prayed it. He said, we're supposed to pray God's kingdom, and I love this phrase. Let's read it together. God's kingdom is a place where God's will is done on earth as easy as it's done in heaven. Do I got to shout? Do we believe that? Man, I tell you what, Brother Henry, when I got that phrase, I tell you something just clicked in me. And I said, with your help, Lord, I'm going to allow you to demonstrate that through me. Now, that's a challenge. That's a challenge. Especially in your personal life, in your home life, in your community life. Are you going to do it? And I tell you what, the opportunity God gives us when we have that kind of desire in our hearts. And we've been seeing that, as every one of you have been sharing, you know, how that is what God wants us to do and to be. And thank God. I believe we need to get back to helping us to understand what born again really means. I'm going there with our folks because I feel that so many of us so-called believers do not understand what born again really means. Thank God we've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. First thing, the Holy Spirit has awakened us to the reality of who God is. Because this is one thing Jesus said, I've come to demonstrate the will and the purpose of Almighty God. I only do the things that He tells me to do. I'm only involved in what He is involved in. Very important. Awaken. So I believe we need to have a new awakening of who lives inside of us. Oh, hallelujah. Christ in you. What? The hope of glory. We see that. Number two. And I think this is so important. As we surrender to the Lord, the Holy Spirit increasingly fills and settles into our spirit. The key to it is obeying God's word, surrendering. How many know that we need to surrender daily, yea, moment by moment, in every situation? I remember we had a Ben, our singer, one that leads worship for us, his dad, Keith Gill, he taught about worship, and he just loved to be able to worship. And it's been almost 10, 11 years ago since he had an aneurysm, and the Lord took him home. But he said something, true worship, you know, when we honor God, surrender, true worship is total surrender of your life and my life to the will and the purpose of God. Surrender. True worship is a life bowed down to the will and the purpose of the Father. It grieves my heart to see some, and I was there at one time too, that the Holy Spirit has really been speaking, how that we as leaders at times don't demonstrate that. Walking in humility. Walking in the things of God. But I want to submit to you, when you see a leader that is totally surrendered to the will and the purpose of God, there's amazing awe about them. They have nothing to prove. They have nothing to defend. They just are who they are in Christ. I tell you, I don't know about you, but after 50 years in the ministry, Brother Henry, I am walking into a new freedom in God, because it is that moment by moment surrendering of our life over to the will and the purpose of God. And at times He has us do things that we don't want to do. And we have to say, Lord, help us. I believe it's high time, and I believe we all feel this, that the Holy Spirit has taken us to a place that we haven't been at yet, for the purpose of revealing to the world of a life that is totally moment by moment surrendered to the will and the purpose of God, because that is where the glory of God is going to be revealed. Hallelujah! I like to tell folks, you know, that when I celebrate your anointing and you celebrate my anointing, I mean, we can only do that if we're not selfish, you know. And incidentally, I want to thank you for challenging me yesterday. God bless you. But when I celebrate your anointing and you celebrate my anointing, it's not my anointing or your anointing, it's God's anointing. Amen. So when I celebrate your anointing, you celebrate my anointing, the Holy Ghost will be revealed and His glory shall be manifested. God help us to do that. That is one thing I am thankful for that I see in Kingdom Life Network. That is what's happening. In this convention, I think we move to a new level in Jesus' name. Amen? And we're going to keep on moving. Hallelujah. Where He's at. Because we all know that we need to do something different if we're going to see the glory of God being revealed. And so we are all submitting ourselves first to the will and the purpose of God, and then submitting to those over us in the Lord, and then submitting ourselves one together in the Lord. I tell you what, when you have a group of people in that kind of relationship, all you're going to see is the will and the purpose and the glory of God being demonstrated everywhere they go, in Jesus' name. So it's so, so important. I like this. Christ-likeness is attained only through our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to give you my Spirit. You know, I've been teaching this a long time, but in the last year, Brother Bart, I tell you what, it is an amazing thought, and I tell folks everywhere I go, hey, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and you surrender your life to Him, you have exactly the same Spirit that God has in heaven. So now you begin to think about that. Something is going to happen. Hallelujah. Everything is done in relationship. Relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm relying on Him more than I ever have done in all my life. And what would you do? What do you have me to do? And I'm finding that it's fun to let Him direct you, because a lot of times He just tells you to be quiet. Let me work. I don't know about you, but I tell you what. I used to, because I've been taught that's very aggressive in the things of God, and I'm always there. If it's not happening, I'm going to make it happen, you know. But I tell you what. I tell you what, the most exciting time of my life is, Holy Spirit, you want to work here. Not Mel Weaver work, you work. And learn, this is an area that God has, in the last half year since we are sold our house, we're downsizing from a 6-bedroom house to a 2-bedroom house. And my God, I never realized I had so much stuff. Get rid of your stuff! And so we still haven't found a house, and thank God for a little prophet's chamber here. We can stay in for a couple of weeks, a month or so, until we have the right one for us. And so we're in the process of that. But I got rid of half of my stuff and put the rest of the stuff in storage. Now I realize, PC, that half of the stuff in storage, you still got to get rid of. And so I was over in the Philippines ministering. And I just was so blessed. And one of their leaders was challenging the Filipinos. If you haven't used it in a year, give it away. Or sell it. And give it to the work of the Lord. Get rid of it. Challenging the Filipinos to do that. And I said, Lord, help us. You know, it's amazing what we can do to downsize. I'm not going to take it to heaven, so. Why do I? The more we identify with the Spirit of God, and this is so important, identifying with the Spirit of God. See, we say the Spirit of God dwells in us. Well, we need to allow Him then to work in every area of life. But I like this. The more we identify with the Spirit of God, the more effective we are in putting to death the carnal compulsions. Walk in the Spirit and what? Walking in the Spirit. And we need to be encouraged. We leaders need to be encouraged to walk by the Spirit's motivation. Not by what we have learned or where we, what we are. No, it's all because of Him. The more we identify with the Spirit. Need you, Holy Spirit. What happens when we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit? Well, God begins to speak to us. I like that. You say you can hear from God? Yes. He will begin to speak to us. I am so thankful that we are learning and we're helping new people to really know how to hear the voice of God. You can. He does speak to you. He directs you, guides you. So important. Number two, His divine power then will begin to operate in our lives. And I don't know about you, but oh, I am finding more and more in the situations that I am in that I need His power. Fill me with your Spirit, Lord. One thing my dad has taught me and mom has taught me, rely on the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that will help you in every situation. To give you wisdom and ability to know how to move in the situation you find yourself in. And number three, their virtue or the fruit will be displayed outwardly through our lives to others. The gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you what, this world desperately needs the gifts of the Spirit in operation in our lives. Long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. I tell you what, we gentlemen have problems being gentle. My wife is really helping me on that line. I thank God for a wife that really, I'm finding after 49 years of marriage that I need to listen to her a little more. Someone taught me, and it's transforming my life. She said, Pastor, everywhere you see wisdom in the Bible, you put your wife's name there. My God. Wow. And I find out that, yes. And we men realize the more we listen to our wives, the better we'll be. What about your wives there, huh? God gives them supernatural wisdom and understanding, and thank God for that very thing. And amen. The heart is where you manufacture your thoughts. You know, Brother Mel, I think you gave me that thought. Is this what the heart is where you're manufacturing your thoughts, that the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But your tongue is where you showcase what is in your heart. Ah, I love that. Is that in the notes? I don't know. Is that in the notes? Okay. The heart is where you manufacture your thoughts. You know, the wisest man who ever lived, say Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. What? Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will be in everything you are, everything you do. I love that. I just want to leave that with you. So whatever is coming out of your mouth, so it's in your heart. And so things coming out of your mouth that aren't too good, maybe you better ask, change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, O God. May I be what? Like you. Our spiritual destiny is to be, oh, I love this, let's read it together. Our spiritual destiny is to be eternally clothed in the actual glory of God. Remember, God was ready in Moses' time to wipe out the children of Israel. And Moses interceded. And we find that God said, Moses, I want you to know, as truly as I live, this earth is going to be seeing the display of my glory. As I live. He was fed up with the people. He wanted to get rid of them. But God said back then, this earth is going to see the display of who I am. I want to be that earth. Amen. Eternally clothed in the actual glory of God. Grant that, Lord. Amen. That we will have that mindset. We're not here to display who we are. We're here to display who He is. Eternally clothed. Eternally clothed in the glory of God. Welcome. What happens when we open ourselves? I think I did. Let's see. Oh, okay. The Holy Spirit unites our neediness with His sufficiency. I love that. Oh. We're neat. And the Holy Spirit unites our weaknesses with His power. Think about that. Read this all together. John 17:21. That they all may be one as you, Father, art in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Our unity, our oneness is crucial to the evangelization of the world. And I say in Jesus' name that God is bringing us together to show a one united front to the world that there's a God that is alive today. I praise Him for that too. Let's read John 17:23. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and I have loved them as you have loved me, that they may be made perfect in one. I have a firm conviction that as we endeavor to teach our people and we move into that dimension, we're going to see the total manifestation of who Jesus is, and He is alive and well on planet Earth through His body today. We are the body of Christ and members of importance. We are all important to what He is doing on planet Earth today. Hallelujah! Help us, Lord. Let's read it. And I have declared to them your name, and I will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. Wow! Let us mark it down in our book that if Jesus said it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen through us because we make that dedication in Jesus' name. Read this. And hope maketh not to be ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. We have it! We are the body of Christ in action today. Acts 11, we start off with this here, you know. Display, they saw the grace of God. I'm believing that every one of us that are here, to all our churches, to all our networks, that there's going to be a new display as we go back to where we go of Christ in action. Amen. In the Church of Jesus Christ. Living in the Spirit. Hiding God's Word in our heart. I like this picture there. Embracing the set of the laws that governs the Spirit of God. That's where we are at. We need to be governed by the laws of the Kingdom of God. And Him, and this is what I want to leave with you all here today, and with me too. And I just want you to see this. What I believe, why we exist. Why I believe New Testament Fellowship and Kingdom Life Network and the networks around here, and why I believe the Church of Jesus Christ exists. Listen to it. Paul said in Colossians 1:28-29, Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Wow. I don't know about you, but that challenges me. I want to have that passion in my heart. Everything I do, everything I say, everything about me, for the purpose of making men and women perfect in Christ Jesus. Say, God help us. I believe this conference is taking us to that place. He's working deep in our hearts. And I say, thank you, Lord, for doing it. Because we believe we're living in the last days. And it's high time that we allow the Holy Spirit of God to do what He has been planning to do since the beginning of time. Amen. Very interesting. I meet with folks early in the morning, and I met with this one brother at 6 o'clock at a restaurant in town up in Harrisburg here. And there's one waitress. I always ask them, what can I pray for? And so the other day she came and said, Pastor, will you pray for my dog? I said, oh, okay. Yeah, God likes animals. I remember Dad used to pray for his cows. So I said, yeah. And then the next 2 weeks I came back, Pastor, thank you. The dog got healed. Oh, God bless. You know, you just have to seize the moment and let the Holy Spirit work, whatever. And then so the other day, 2 weeks ago, she came and she sat down and they were very busy and she said, Pastor, did you hear about the taking that chip in the finger and that they cannot get health care if they don't, in Michigan, they just, 2 weeks ago, they just did that here in the United States, you know. When she said, that's the mark of the beast. She said, you better tell your people to wake up and not get that chip in there. And she was going on so passionately. I said, man, where is this woman coming from? I never knew that she was so religious or so had God in her life. But she was challenging me tell the folks that these are the last days and you need to surrender your life to the Lord. I said, my God. Present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. What would happen if we really believed that? We really apply ourselves for that to happen. We are the Holy Spirit-inspired people who are minds through which Christ can think through. Hearts through which Christ can love through. Hands through which Christ can minister. And let me tell you, there is nothing more exciting than to be a part of a people loving one another, spreading that love, that world, a wide world over. Can you say amen? Oh, yes, why not? Let's sing that. This is a song. I don't know if you know it, but let's climax with this song here, and we'll just sing it because I believe it's what is needed. First of all, let's put our hands over our heart. And just say, Lord, seal this word to me. Seal this word. My life. Help me to go forth and be what you call me to be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.